Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
Everyone, and thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Reverend Raven, and you're listening to another episode of Raising Vibration Radio, hosted right here on Blog Talk Radio for about 30 minutes, and then I will be powered by Intuit Talks from 8:30 to 10, where our special guest, Reverend Sherry Scott, will be joining me, the Mystics Goddess, and I can't wait to get her on the show and ask her in detailing questions about her life and how she got started. She's such a beautiful person, and I'm so looking forward to having her on the show this evening. I noticed that a lot of you guys got the message that, you know, if you're going to call in and have a reading or something like that, that you wait to call into that show. So thank you so much for understanding that this is kind of like my little advertisement, the pre-show before the show. So as we do with the pre-show here, we're going to do a little prayer tonight. Usually I do the abundance prayer. Tonight I just want to do a prayer from my heart, if that's okay with you guys. So here we go. Universe, spirit guides, God, whoever it is that you guys pray for me, it's everybody. I open it up to all channels there. I am so thankful for the loving energy that you provide in my life each and every day. I am thankful that I do have a roof over my head and clothes on my back, food sitting at my table for me to enjoy. I have my fur babies, and I have so many beautiful and wonderful friends. And each and every listener that listens to the show is a friend. So thank you guys. It really means the world to me. And I'm asking for a special favor tonight. My dog girl has been not doing so well lately, and we're going to be taking her to the vet tomorrow. And I want the best and highest good for her. But I'm hoping that it's nothing more than maybe like an abscess tooth or something of that nature, that she gets to stay with us a little bit longer. So I'm putting that out to you into the ethers for you to listen and to help. I call upon all the angels to help her get through the night before we go to the vet tomorrow. I mean, she has a cold nose, and she's looking, you know, she's following me around and everything. I'm just afraid to feed her because she is having a little upset tummy thing going on there. So I want to pray for all the listeners that are listening in, that their life is going, you know, as well as planned, and it's for the best and highest good. I know there's some strange energy going around here lately, and, you know, it's still part of that letting go. You know, this year is just about cleaning house, getting, you know, this is spring now, and we got to get down deep inside ourselves and kind of release some of that those cobwebs that are hiding in those dark places, and to release them and, you know, honor them for what they've been, and then release them. So I wish for prosperity, abundance for everyone, and good health. And everyone that I called upon, thank you so much. Amen. So there we go. There is our prayer for this evening. And let me tell you a little bit about our guest that will be joining me at 8:30 over at intuitalks.com. You know, where you go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com. You hit the live radio tab. And then, get this, you hit that big button that says join Reverend Raven. And it'll give you three options. It'll give you an option to join by speaker. Microphone, if you want to talk to us, you're going to have to press that, okay, if you're doing the computer with a headset. If you're going to just listen in, you can just hit the speaker icon. If you want to call in, there will be a phone number for you there with a 5-digit PIN. You will have to write down that number and that PIN, and that'll get you into the show by phone, and you can listen on the phone and push, I think, 11 to talk to the host. So there we go. That's how you do that. I will be opening up that studio about 8:20 to 8:25, depending where I am in this progress. And we'll get started with the show at 8:30 over there. It will be a recorded show, just like this one is. So thank you guys for joining me in. I want to share a little bit about her real quick, and then I got something else I want to share with you tonight. So Reverend Sherry Scott, she's a licensed massage therapist, and she has a business right there in Lubbock, Texas. She also, she's a healer, she's a holistic professional, and she's a metaphysical practitioner. She offers in-person tan on Reiki or therapeutic massage for healings, spiritual guidance, and readings. She has a bachelor's degree in metaphysical science, and she is an ordained minister through the International Metaphysical Ministries. As a mystic and a spiritualist, a life coach, a licensed massage therapist, and a massage instructor, USUII, I don't know what that is, USUII, I'm going to have to ask, I'm not sure what that is. Well, it's something about crystal Reiki master teacher. So I'm going to dive in and ask her all those questions about that. That's a new one on me, so I don't know. So she can expect solid, she can use down to earth practices, useful guidance, and help navigate in today's world. So we're looking forward to having her. She will be joining me on my website at 8:30 at www.raisingvibrationradio.com. You hit the live radio tab, and then you have those choices there after you hit join Reverend Raven button. So I have a couple of good news stories for you I want to share. Hopefully we'll get enough time in there to do it. I also have a friend of mine. She does this blog, and her name is Beth Hedquist. Hedquist. And she does this blog called Sacred Discoveries. And she wrote, "Are you ready to live your life as a light?" So here's what she wrote. She said, "Recently, I attended an evening where Arun Gandhi, grandson of the great Muhammad Gandhi, was speaking as part of his Live Your Life as Light tour. And it was extremely inspiring evening. And I left reflecting on what it means to live your light. How can we live our light if we don't know what our light is? This is the question that kept coming to me. Certainly, before I began my spiritual journey, I was not even conscious of most of my darkness, let alone my light. I did feel the longing to find my purpose. I hadn't a clue what it was or how to find it. As a youth, Arun Gandhi experienced an injustice, apartheid, South Africa, you know, a separated South Africa, and found himself fulfilled with anger. From his grandfather that his anger had much to teach him, and that anger channeled constructively was a powerful force for good. Today, Arun Gandhi is one of the most respected figures in the international peace movement. He had to walk through his darkness to reveal his light. His greatest gift to this world has been his darkness that he transformed. What is necessary to go through darkness? Why can't we just ignore it by bypassing it or transcending it, or, you know, the way to peace and bliss? When we think we can ignore or deny a part of ourself that we don't view as desirable, it will always come out sideways. When we think we have to kill off a part of ourselves, we invent resistance. It is the survival instincts, and it has its own wisdom. Our demons are really our angels in disguise, beckoning us to transform them back into the original form. Our faults are our strengths in distortion. They do not feed to be killed, but to be re-educated, loved, and understood. They are our teachers. We need not fear them, and we cannot ignore them if we wish to receive their gifts. Many spiritual teachings speak of the necessity of facing our shadow side, and yet it's not enough to intellectually know we need to do this. We must make a sincere commitment to reclaim all aspects of ourselves, especially the part that hides in the unconscious. Most of us don't have a spiritual master or a grandfather to lovingly guide us on this journey, and yet we all need support in this endeavor. We just can't do it alone. So, you know, that's where you're going to reach out and you're going to look for somebody to help you out. She offers a course. She's created an online course here, which I posted this in our Raising Vibration Facebook page, and you can find it there. But she also goes on to say, Arun Gande spent many hours learning from the stories his grandfather would tell him, stories that held an important teaching. I have a favorite story that I'd like to share with you in this course that she's talking about, the story of the Wizard of Oz. While I imagine you may have enjoyed a story as a child, in the course, we would travel through down the yellow brick road to discover the mystical messages of the Wizard of Oz as seen through the lens of the path worker's teachings. So, again, you can take her course or you can seek out somebody, you know, to help you to see those things. Those are really important. That's what I do for people. I mean, you don't have to use me. You want to use somebody that is very comfortable, but I'm there if you do. You can go to thereverendraven.com. You can also go to sacreddiscoveriespathwork.com. That's the person I read this article from. There's some amazing things there for you to reach out. So, you know, it's really important right now while we're cleaning house. We're in this 9 vibrational year of letting go, because we don't want to repeat these same patterns in the next 9 years to come. So it's really important for you to get down there deep inside yourself, ask yourself some questions, you know, and get that support, because you are a light worker. You need that support. You need someone. There's some beautiful people out there that are willing to help you, that walk that path, that's been through it, and can help you see things in a whole different way. So there you go. I thought I'd share that with you. Again, you're listening to the pre-show for Raising Vibration Radio, which will be happening at 8:30. My special guest tonight is Reverend Sherry Scott, mystical goddess, and I can't wait to have her on. She'll be joining me in about 15 minutes or so. I'll be opening up the studio. You can get there by going to www.raisingvibrationsradio.com. You're going to hit the live radio tab. And then it's going to give you 3 choices there. If you want to use the phone, the phone number with a code will be there. That will not appear until I open up the studio, which will be about 8:20 to 8:25. And I will come back on here and tell you what the phone number is if you want to join by phone. But the computer is the easiest and best way to do that. So here we go. I had these 8 full brain hacks you can do in under 2 minutes that I wanted to share with you. So brain hacking, also known as mind hacking, has become increasingly popular over the last few years. According to Squiddo, mind hacking is to perform some act that gains access to fundamental mechanisms behind your mind and other people's mind by heretofore unknown or apparently mystical means. Other people see it as simply mind over matter, which is basically comes down to the self-control using techniques that allow you to tap into your mind's seemingly unlimited potential. Now, with these 12 quick and easy brain hacks, you can unlock some of that latent ability that surprised yourself and your friends and colleagues, and maybe even some new dates. So here we go. Number 1, smell yourself more attractive. I'm going to repeat that again. Smell yourself more attractive. Right now, you can make yourself more attractive to the opposite sex just by thinking one thought over and over again in your head. And that is, hey, I really smell terrific, or some variation of it. Researchers at the University of Liverpool conducted tests on men, seeing how they felt about themselves after spraying on deodorants that contain powerful ingredients. However, half the men got spray that contained no such magical ingredients. The results were the same. By believing they smell great to the opposite sex found them more attractive. Woohoo! Wouldn't you like to be in that study, getting to smell men's armpits? Love that one. Number two, reduce your pain with binoculars. You know, binoculars, you put them up to you. Okay, so pain is all in the mind. How many times have you heard that and thought, yeah, right? If you slice your finger cutting vegetables or whack your little toe on the corner of the nightstand, it's not so easy to convince yourself it doesn't hurt. However, researchers at Oxford University found a non-medicinal way to make the pain shrink. They use inverted binoculars, which subjects looked at their wound through the wrong end, and it made the wound seem a lot smaller, and in turn, they felt less pain. It sounds nuts, but it's true. The upshot of it is that when you get pain, you have to imagine that pain being much smaller, or simply look away, focusing on your wound will bring you in increased pain. So don't look at your wound. If you have an accident and you cut that little finger, try not to look at it. Number three, organizing your imagination. Woohoo! I love this one. Cleaning, 99% of us really don't like doing. None of us. I mean, I don't like cleaning. Good Lord, you should see my house. Whether it's a messy room, a desk at work, or the cluttered basement, that task always seems overwhelming. But there's a very quick brain hack you can do to make that task much easier. Watch how PJ Elby uses this trick on a messy desk. First, you look at your desk and take the whole situation. Look at the mess, the chaos, and the disorder. Then, close your eyes and visualize the desk clean and organized. Next, you need to feel good about what you visualize. Feel relaxed about the desk. Feel proud. Finally, hold that feeling and the clean desk image in your mind. Let it wash all over you. You should almost be seeing an x-ray vision, like through the clutter to the clean space. What you have done is kickstart your brain to automatic planning system by comparing the two images. You are automatically going to see places for things to go and what to do with them. It's something that takes less than a minute but can save you hours of frustration. Number four, improve your memory with Mind Palace. If you're a fan of BBC show Sherlock, you'll also too familiar with the Mind Palace. However, you don't need to be a genius to make your own. It's a technique that dates back to the ancient Rome and Greece, and it's a simple but effective way to store and recall a lot of information. First, you create a layout of a building or town in your brain. It should be composed of memorable places and signs. For instance, you create a shopping mall, and the first store on the right is a jeweler's, followed by a burger stand, and then a gym. Now, you place items you want to remember inside the different stores. Once inside each store, there will be a similar approach to the layout with different selections and shelves. And the key is always to use very distinct, bizarre combinations together, such as the title of the memory book, Moonwalking with Einstein. How can we very easily walk through a palace whenever you want and pluck items from the shelf with ease? Try it. Journalists did, and look how it worked for him. Number five, use your eyebrows to become more creative. If you ever want to feel more creative, by raising your eyebrows and widening your eyes, this simple technique appears to act as a boost for your creative mind, literally broadening the scope of your ideas as widen your eyes and take more in. This is all backed by scientific research that was published in the Creativity Research Journal, which I didn't even know existed, to tell you the truth. Two groups of people were asked to come up with captions for a seemingly mundane image. Those who raised eyebrows had much more creativity and fun captions. Try it for yourself at home and see how it works for you and your family. Number six, write stuff down to remember it. Man, I'm notorious for that. I got my little post-it notes on here on my desk. I'm using them things. If I gotta write down something, because once I write it down, then I got it in my memory anyway. I don't need it. You know what I mean? So the good thing is that you can use that. And let's just see what it says here. It says, this doesn't mean type stuff down. No, you have to go back to the archaic form of communication that uses a pen and a piece of paper, or better yet, a little notepad and a small pen or pencil on you as often as you can. An experiment conducted at Indiana University proved that the physical act of writing something down stimulated parts of the brain that were not active when simply trying to remember something or trying it into a computer. Perhaps it is the fact that your hands hand-wired to a certain part of the brain, and as you write, are pressing the words or images more deeply into your memory than the simple act of trying to remember. Whatever the reason is, it works. Write it down. You'll remember it. Number seven, avoid choking by singing. I'm going to repeat that again. Avoid choking by singing. This is not the literal lack of breath, but rather than falling victim to severe nerves and messing up something seemingly simple. It happens in a spin to us if we have to give a presentation at work or perhaps give a speech at a wedding. Choking is the result of a pressure getting to us, usually because our brain is working overtime on all that what ifs and worst case scenarios. The way to beat it is to fairly simple, do something to keep your brain occupied. Researchers show that singing to yourself gives your brain something to do instead of stressing out. By singing, you are holding your brain hostage to a task that you've given it, and it cannot concentrate on all disasters you think are going to happen. Sing until it's your time to do something, be it sinking a long putt, giving a speech, or blowing a strike for, bowling a strike for the first time. Bowling, there we go. And number eight. Stop stress by laughing. Seriously. Fans of The Office UK will remember it is painfully awkward since with David Brent laughing as a motivational speaker. If not, refresh your memory here that you can get a link what I'm looking at. Although it was done poorly to showcase Brent's delusions, it's actually a great way to release stress and to think more creatively. Laughter releases dopamine, and even if you feel dumb doing it, you will eventually reap the rewards. Of course, these days we all have an instant home entertainment system in our pocket. Just pull out that smartphone, Google a funny video, perhaps something you know has made you cry with laughter in the past, and spend 2 minutes putting a smile on your face. Your shoulders will lift up, you will feel better, and you will think more clearly. Try it out. So I'm going to share this little thing on our Facebook page so you can have a look-see at it and share it with your friends to keep you motivated, to keep you uplifting, and you know how to be smarter with these eight brain hacks right here. So there you go. Let me see. I need to go and open up the studio. I was just having such a great time, you know that? And we're going to go open that up, and I'm going to give you guys the phone number right here so that you can go do that. I'm going to play a little song while I go open up the studio, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back, and I am having a little technical difficulties for some reason. I will be right back with you. I'm going to play another quick song, and when I get the studio open, I will post that number up, so bear with me. We'll just play another good song here. How about Good Vibrations? There we go.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up
good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitation.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom moon.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me good
vibrations.
Technical difficulties getting onto my site. I can't seem to get in the way. I know how. So is just keep www.raisingvibrationradio.com. Hit the live radio link and it'll, you know, hit join Reverend Raven. As soon as we're in there, it'll bring you up. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. I'm going to try to figure out a way. There we go. Oh, we got it open. And we're going to go there right now and see what's going on. Thanks. See you guys there. Bye.